Hello, my name is Samantha McCullough, and I will be speaking about the book Vanishing Acts by Jodi Picoult. This story revolves around a woman named Delia, her fiancé Eric, her best friend Fitz, and her father Andrew. The book has cut into large chapters. Each chapter is then into sections. Each of these sections is from a different point of view of the situation at hand. The main conflict is that Andrew is being sent to prison because of a kidnapping. You may be wondering who that person is. It is his own daughter, Delia. Throughout the book, the reader travels from New Hampshire to Arizona with our characters to prepare for the trial of Mr. Andrew Hopkins. While in Arizona, the reader meets Elise, who is Delia's mother. Later on in the story, we see the trial of Andrew Hopkins, where he almost loses, but instead the jury finds his reasoning behind the kidnapping not guilty. The reason he kidnapped Delia was because her mother was an alcoholic and the mother's boyfriend would inappropriately touch Delia as a child. Throughout the novel, the reader also sees the theme of betrayal. All of these betrayals are towards Delia. Each main character in this novel betrays Delia in very different ways. Eric is a recovering alcoholic and is also Andrew's lawyer. Eric betrays her in two different ways. First, when it nears closer to the end of the book, Eric starts drinking again. Although Eric believes he is fine, that is not the case because when Delia finds the bottle and shoves it under the camper they are staying in while in Arizona, once she leaves, he takes it and drinks the rest of it, which hurts Delia because she does not want her own daughter, Sophie, to have to go through with having an alcoholic father, especially after all of the hard work he did in rehab and support groups for his alcoholism. Second, he doesn't tell Delia things her father is telling him. While he is doing his job, he's also hurting his fiance because of the secrets her father and fiance are keeping from her. Which brings me to the betrayal by Andrew. Andrew kept a huge secret from Delia for 28 years. He had lied to her saying that her mother was dead, but in reality, her mother was alive and well. I believe if my father lied about me for that long, I don't think I could trust him. Especially after finding out that Delia is not my real name, which is another secret he had kept from her. Delia's real name was Bethany Matthews, not Delia Hopkins. So at 32, after flying to Arizona, this girl is having an identity crisis. But luckily, her best friend is in Arizona to teach her that she has only ever known herself to be Delia, not Bethany Matthews. The reason he was there to be by her side in the first place is because he was writing an article about her and her father's child for the Gazette, the local news and newspaper company. This causes a major outbreak in their friendship until he gets fired because he refuses to write the article, which then leads Delia to stop the relationship with Eric and to become a relationship with Fitz. These betrayals are mostly seen in the second to last chapter of the book. These betrayals are things we see in the modern world all the time. They may not be as serious as some of these, but I believe everybody has been betrayed at one point or another. Whether it was something small, like someone promising to do something and then not doing it, or something as severe as saying your mother was dead for 28 years. Betrayal is very present in today's world. We also see kidnappings a lot as well. They're on the news or around the town on telephone poles. There are even posters in most corporate businesses like Walmart. Every Walmart I have ever walked into has a poster that over a handful of kids are missing that may never come home again. And you never know if they've been kidnapped, if they ran away, or if their father tried to save them from their alcoholic mother. While reading this, I did have a learning stretch. I was unable to know what it must have felt like to be taken away from my mother at 4 years old. This is not something I think I overcame while reading this, but I definitely did learn that I'm grateful to have such a wonderful mother and father figure in my life, and that I've never had to endure something as traumatic as running away with my father, unknowingly. As I was reading this book, I did read something that I believe paved the way for the rest of the book. On page 397 and 398, the novel stated, "I am watching him plant the lemon tree. I've gotten tired of dancing around it. I want to make lemonade already. How long will it take? I ask him. A while, he answers. I sit down in front of it to watch. I'll wait. He comes over and takes my hand. Come on, Grilla, he says. If we're going to sit here that long, we'd better get something to eat. He swings me up onto his shoulders. He clasps back of my legs to steady me. His hands are butterflies on the insides of my thighs. I believe this is the salient passage because this is where the reader, or at least I did, knew how the story was going to end. In this, the protagonist was Delia. The conflict was man versus self, because this was a memory she had been struggling to remember since the beginning of the book. In the beginning of the book, she had a weird memory about a lemon tree, but she realized that in New Hampshire, there lemon trees aren't capable of being planted or grown, so she knew something was weird about it, and then when she finally had this recollection, everything kind of came into place. I also say this was man versus man, because the person in the scene with the lemon tree in her is Victor, her mother's new husband. During the story, we later learn on during the trial that Victor was sexually assaulting Delia as a child, which was part of the reason Andrew believed she had to be taken away. And this was mostly the reason that the jury felt his kidnapping was completely reasonable, along with the fact that when he brought her home, that Elise was passed out drunk, surrounded in feces and her own puke. Within this story, I did learn many things, including how prison is, because we also, from Andrew's point of view, we see that prison is a lot scarier than you'd think, because they figure out how to make weapons, and how there are gangs in prison, and how people are just very protective of themselves and of their quote-unquote family. So, overall, this book was a fantastic read that I did not want to put down. I read it rather quickly, and I highly recommend this book to people that like very modern types of books. Jodi Picoult did a very good job at making sure the reader didn't want to put the book down, especially with the different point of views. You got to see like how everyone was feeling rather than just one character, or how the onlooker of, or like a narrator was thinking about a certain opinion or about a certain topic of the story. My name is Samantha McCullough, and I hope you enjoyed my review of the book Banishing Acts by Jodi Picoult.